talk about health care further with Wendy Patrick, legal analyst, commentator, theologian, former prosecutor. Wendy Patrick, welcome.
Hi.
Hey. So we've got Senator John McCain on the Senate floor for the first time since his brain surgery. He looks great. Got a scar over his left eye. And he really seems quite animated. It's possible that he's, you know, sort of improved having them relieve the pressure on his brain from that blood clot that they saw, and then they found the brain cancer underneath that. What is the skinny Obamacare? What is it they're actually voting on here? It's what I predicted, Wendy. I think you and I were talking about that. I said, you know what they're going to do? They're gonna whittle down this new health care bill to the point that it really says nothing, and then declare a great legislative victory.
Is that right? It's such a great point, because I think our president said it best, quote, it's complicated.
Who knew it was so complicated?
I think the members that are assembling and voting, okay, right now we're voting to vote. What an accomplishment. We're voting to actually move forward. There really is something to that, though, because we can't just maintain the status quo. The skinny repeal would kill the individual mandate requiring Americans to buy health insurance. The rules requiring large employers to offer their workers coverage, and the medical device tax. Now, a lot of listeners probably aren't intimately familiar with exactly the machinations of each one of those, nor is it easy to understand how this skinny repeal would offer the kind of solution that, you know, so many other voices have been fighting for. What I think we're actually going to see happen, first, we're going to vote to move forward. Great. This motion to repeal without replacing, secondly, is not going anywhere. So then we're going back to amendments and who can offer what and what's going to be acceptable.
I'm already confused. So they voted to move forward on the debate, right?
Right.
Okay. And the debate is whether or not to repeal with no replacement. That's part of the debate?
No. The debate is going to be on basically all of the above. Move forward on trying to find a solution. I think I'll phrase it most broadly. The Republicans would vote on a bill to repeal without immediately replacing. That is not going to make it. And we know that because there's too many Republicans that aren't down.
That's not going to make it to a vote even, right?
That won't make it to a vote because they don't have the vote.
Yes, they won't do that. Is that even going to be debated or discussed?
Well, it depends on which senator's in front of the cameras, because, you know, that's one of the things that makes this so complicated for the viewers and for the listeners, is you can even watch the same news station all day long and see a parade of different politicians basically saying something different. And what I really think part of this comes down to is I know a lot of the people that are voting on this aren't as familiar themselves with all of the moving pieces of the legislation they're voting on. You remember this actually came up when they were originally voting on Obamacare.
Yeah.
Way back before we had the Affordable Care Act, people were in similar scenarios where, remember there were those allegations, oh, they only read the bill once they'd voted for it?
Right.
So there's just so many moving parts. There is a reason it's taken so many years to get to the place they are now. And anybody who says, gosh, why didn't you move quicker, probably hasn't sat down and contemplated all the different amendments and additions and everything that's gotten us to where we are today.
All right. So in this debate, what is going to happen? How is this? I feel like this is more theater than anything. They already kind of know what's going to happen here. So you predict, and by the way, I'm talking to Wendy Patrick, legal analyst, political commentator, of course. It's Talk Radio 790 KBC. You're also a reminder, keep an eye out for that $500 high-low game. You never know when that cue to call might come in. So what would you predict is this going to, it will play out, how it will play out?
The way it'll play out is I think they'll have enough votes to move forward with the starting debate, starting discussion. What that does is buys everybody a little bit of time to continue to assemble and propose amendments. You know, both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, have talked about amendments. The beauty of getting to the next stage is that there actually is more of an opportunity for dialogue between Democrats and Republicans, the ability to work across the aisle, because there's just no way they're going to get something passed if it's across party lines. I got to tell you an interesting bit of insight that I heard within the last hour as I've been following this. There is some speculation, I'd love to know your take on it as well, that maybe, you know, we keep hearing the other narrative of the President Jeff Sessions and the President hung him out to dry, the tweeting. There's been some talk that there may be some of the people in the Senate that aren't as willing to go along with what the President would like them to do in terms of health care, because they are being so perturbed by the way he's treating his Attorney General, a former member of the Senate. Okay. And, you know, it brings up this idea that there are a lot of personality conflicts that, I hate to say it, might actually be posing additional stumbling blocks to the kind of collaboration that's going to be necessary to get this health care bill.
Or is it, are these negotiating positions?
Exactly, yeah.
Is it, oh, I'll lay off Sessions and I'll leave him alone if you vote for this thing?